throws came, why is it every time we put in an old Paramount VHS, I don't like how it says licensed for private home viewing only, and they change like the background colors. Like, that totally distracts me from the reading experience of the warning.
Because you're an anal retentive little fuck.
It's like licensed blue, green, four, yellow, orange, and then for home viewing only. And it just goes back and forth.
You're
and
overthinking
back and
it.
Forth.
Just I fucking wait. It'll start. It just wait.
I
It'll start.
I want to read what
you
it
know?
Says.
Fuck it. Fuck it. Just watch Independence Day. Just fucking watch it.
All right.
Less than an hour. Aircraft from here will join others from around the world. And you will be launching the largest aerial battle in the history of mankind. Mankind, that word should have new meaning for all of us today. We can't be consumed by our petty differences anymore. We will be united in our common interest. Perhaps it's fate that today is the 4th of July, and you will once again be fighting for our freedom. Not from tyranny, oppression, or persecution, but from annihilation. We're fighting for our right to live, to exist. And should we win the day, the 4th of July will no longer be known as an American holiday, but as the day when the world declared in one voice, we will not go quietly into the night. We will not vanish without a fight. We're going to live on. We're going to survive. Today, we celebrate our Independence Day.
First kicker took us right, hit the ground.
Andre, and welcome back once again to VHS Life.
Can you please stop scaring me and being so dynamic? Just slow down. Let's get the remote and hit pause, and then hit play, and then pause, and then hit pause, keep hitting pause, and watch it advance frame by frame.
Okay, so what you want is, all right, and welcome back once again.
But that once again, you'd like it once again. It's supposed to be one. See, like do it like in slow motion.
Yeah, you're asking too much there.
Slow motion, like a VHS.
Before we get carried away with this,
yes, sir.
We got yelled at last time because we didn't plug our promoter. Tony was a little pissed off about that. So. Mm-hmm. VHS Life is brought to you and housed at Press Play Video.
Press Play.
So when you need all your VHS needs met,
mm-hmm.
of all genres, even the adult kind, yep. all you got to do is stop by Press Play.
I got an indignant email from him. It was not very fun at all. Then I got a phone call, and all he was doing was yelling at me the entire time, and I didn't like that either.
Yeah, it's bullshit.
Made me vomit.
He got his plug, you know, Press Play Video.
Yes,
if you need a VHS, even the dirty kind. They got your hookup, man. Anything and everything you need.
Yes, sir. Press play.
Now, they do have a very nice policy that if you actually happen to run across any VHS mold,
yes.
please just return the tape, and we will be able to supply you with hopefully an adequate replacement, free of charge.
Can I be completely honest with you and tell you that I didn't know what VHS mold was until just about a week ago?
When we started talking about it?
Yeah, because until then, I was like, how the fuck can a VHS get mold on it? And then I'm like, oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah. It's mostly the adult ones, and we really should clean out the adult section more often, okay?
That's that 80s bush back there. Then the male Dick Sideburns. Yeah. Dick Burns, yeah.
Yeah, you know it's the 80s when your balls even have a mullet.
Yep.
All right, so 4th of July just passed, and Michael J., I have to ask you, why do you hate our country?
I don't hate our country. I just hate... Look, I'm not like you. You...
You're right, you're a communist. I get that.
You just... like these things, like you have these stupid traditions of just, okay, it's a holiday, I gotta watch this movie. Okay, it's Christmas, I gotta watch Silent Night, Deadly Night, or Christmas Vacation, or something else. And some people are like, oh, it's Thanksgiving, I have to watch Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, or shit of that nature. And then you're just like, okay, it's Independence Day, I have to listen to Born in the USA, and I have to watch Independence Day because it's Independence Day. And then I can't watch Independence Day. Like, today is July, it's July 5th, basically. And you can't watch Independence Day on July 5th because it's not July 4th anymore, so why do you want to watch it? Right?
So you're actually confusing me with some people that have a neuroses around that. I myself... don't. However, I do like building up little traditions, and we'll talk about that in a little bit.
Wait, so hold on a second.
Let's stay focused on why you hate the 4th of July, the birth of our country.
But I don't hate it. I just don't feel
it's a magical day. It's a day that Uncle Sam and Lady Liberty got freaky and made freedom.
All right, I want to see them get freaky, first off, because that's a funny sight to see, I'm sure. I don't get it. I really don't get it. No, I get that. All right. I understand people fought and there were battles and we went from being British owned to now whatever the fuck we are.
Free.
I guess that's what you call it now, right? Free. So, okay. So then if we're free, then I'm free to hate the holiday without, because I don't like fireworks, because you don't understand. When I was a child, okay, Psycho 3 was released in theaters. Now, you notice how I'm all over the place, but this all has relevance.
Okay.
Psycho 3 was released, I guess, around the beginning of July, around the 4th of July in 1986.
Okay.
And I went to the theater to see it with my cousin and his girlfriend at the time. And Michael J. was just a young, ripe 6-year-old child at that time.
He was innocent, just an innocent baby.
Exactly. I mean, I had been exposed to horror. I had not seen like the other previous two Psychos, but I went to see Psycho 3 because I thought it looked interesting. So, of course, that's when I'm sitting in the theater and I got scared to death when the knife went through the phone booth and popcorn jumped all over, whatever. I was jumpy. Then I remember I went back to my grandfather's that night because that's where my cousin was living at the time. And they had fireworks out. And Slimer, as much as I love him, when I was a child, I was somewhat scared of him.
He's a floating obese ghost. Right. Why would you not be afraid of him?
Well, no, but there was a thing. I always thought there was a scene from Ghostbusters. Now, keep in mind, I've seen Ghostbusters in the theater like 5 times or 6 times during its initial release in 1984. So I had always thought that there was a scene where Slimer was on the floor of the ballroom or something. And that Slimer on the ballroom floor was scary. He wasn't normal Slimer. He was scary Slimer. Because what it was floor Slimer didn't have a face. What it looked like was a little sock puppet. And it had a mouth with a tongue, and the body was all wrinkly. And like, you know, whatever. And that scared me. And I still have visions of that to this day, and it still fucking freaks me out on some level. But they had this firework at my grandfather's house after we got back from Psycho 3. And it scared me because it was a green firework. And my cousins like to call it the Slimer firework.
Okay.
But it reminded me of the floor Slimer. It made me cry. And that was around the 4th of July. So every year I have like PTSD, I have flashbacks of the bad Slimer, the evil Slimer firework.
Now, did they set this off in your asshole?
No, they set it out. I was in the kitchen, and they had a back patio, and that's where they set it out. So I was literally, like, feet from this thing.
Crying like a little bitch.
I didn't cry until it started going, because that made me think that, like, evil Slimer was crying out to me.
Dude, have you been tested for Asperger's or anything like that?
Not to my knowledge, but do you understand that why? That's why this holiday is just it's not good.
Dude, it is a great holiday.
I am all for the freedom of America being free and having freedom of speech and being able to act like Thomas Jefferson and, you know, do the 1776 crap, that's all fine and good. But my innocence was ruined in July of 1986.
Mike, it's not at all like you got raped or something crazy like that. You saw a horror movie and some fireworks.
Yes, but the fireworks were very traumatizing. And I, you know what? One of these days I will find the floor Slimer footage. It exists somewhere. I didn't just create it in my mind. It was in one of the, yeah, You know where it was? I'll tell you exactly where I thought it was. Do you remember when they get off the elevator in the hotel and the maid is pushing the cart with the toiletries on it and stuff?
Right, right, right.
And then they fucking pull the proton packs and they fucking...
Yeah, they just blast the shit out of it.
And then she's like, what the hell are you doing? I always thought, and I checked my Blu-rays and subsequent other, like, DVD releases and VHS releases to see if it was there, because I always thought that before she said, what the hell are you doing, it cut to a quick shot of Floor Slimer with a hot dog hanging out of his mouth.
Yeah. Are you sure you're not just confusing that with when he goes into the wall?
No, because that's not wrinkly. That's not wrinkly.
He's wrinkly.
And I even thought that maybe I was confusing it with a part later when he's in the ballroom and he drinks the wine and you see him like a little, and is like he tilts his head back and he like gets a little wrinkly down there. I thought that I was, like, maybe confusing it with that, but apparently I'm not. Apparently this is, like, a sock puppet, green sock puppet-looking thing with no eyes. That was another scary thing. He had no eyes. Just like a Kermit the Frog-type mouth on the floor.
I don't believe you. This doesn't exist. You made it up.
It's not in my head, I swear to you. I will find it. If anyone listening knows what I'm talking about, and it's out there somewhere.
You're full of shit, man. You're full of shit.
In one of those theatrical screenings of the film, one of those theatrical prints, it exists, and I will find it. It exists just like Bigfoot exists and exists.
All right, well, let's talk about the 4th of July for just a second.
Yes.
And before we move on. Yes. I mean... Allow me to give you some points as to why the 4th of July is good.
Yes, you do that.
You don't have to work. National holiday.
I think Best Buy was still open, though, so how do you explain that?
Well, just don't be poor and have a shitty job.
Oh. Well, Press Play was open. I was fucking in the store yesterday. I don't know about you.
Well, it's my part-time job. I have a real job.
Oh. Fuck you, then.
Yeah, I was off. I was sleeping in.
Yes.
I'm sorry, Tony likes me.
Yes.
Anyway.
Rim job.
I only let him do that to me once.
Ah, I see.
So, off from work, you get to go outside and do shit, like kayaking and camping.
Oh,
it's like an outdoorsy holiday. That shit can be fun occasionally.
You're going to drown if you kayak.
I love kayaking, I saw pictures
of you kayaking, and I was thinking that kayak was going to flip over. Like the weight of your beard was going to weigh it down.
Yeah, but we don't have that issue anymore. The beard disappeared.
Is it all gone now?
It's not all gone.
Oh. Oh, it's still that half pussy type thing. Okay.
Oh, fuck you. Anyway. Barbecues, dude. Barbecues all over the place. Barbecues are awesome, right? Right? You can't argue with that.
Yeah, they're all right.
Fireworks are cool. The non-Slimer crying out to you on the floor with a hot dog hanging out of his eyeless face.
Yes, exactly. See,
you got fireworks. It. Cool.
Maybe.
All right.
Yeah.
Lastly. And I will allow you to give some counterpoints, and I'll even help you along the way.
4th of July sex.
Well, you should be having sex every day of the week. Anyways. But.
But I'm saying that creates a fireworks sense of all its own.
Yeah, you could get a little kinky with it, you know, Roman candle up her asshole or something. Right. I don't know. Just, you know, bring it in. Maybe dress up like George Washington. But, you know. The most important one, well, probably not the most important one, but right up there, it's Captain America's birthday.
Oh, Jesus Christ. How did I know you were going there?
You didn't.
You know what? That's why when you sent me the art options for this show, I saw like the two Captain America themed ones and firework ones. I automatically deep six those right away. I was like, no.
No, I think it's going to be the one cap one. It has to be. And it's just classic, horrible, horrible fucking Captain America movie.
Is that Chris? Is that Chris Evans in the
No.
Oh, that's not Evans. Oh.
That's the 1990 VHS Captain America.
Yeah, that's still much better than Chris Evans, I'm sure.
Have you ever seen that thing? It's fucking horrible.
No, but I would much rather have that cap over the new cap any day.
You should watch it. Actually, if you go to, I want to say, if you go to the director's site, yeah, he sells the director's cut of it that's like 2.5 hours long.
I think we should have him on the show. I want to talk to him.
I'm okay on that.
I want to talk to him. I want to say, how does it feel that you made a movie that is superior to the now Captain America with Chris Evans?
I think even he would agree that he made a vastly inferior film.
I would be like, well, sir, you're not giving yourself enough credit. And I'm going to call Paramount Pictures up right now. Or no, actually, it's not Paramount anymore. It's Disney now, I believe. I'll call Disney up and I'll have the Castle of Mouse release your film and wipe the Chris Evans current Captain America from existence.
Actually, I don't know who owns that Captain America. I think that one was put out by Orion.
Oh, really? Well,
see, I think.
Here's I'm not the 100%. Thing. Orion is now defunct, if you didn't know that already.
I know.
MGM now owns Orion. So, yeah, that's what I think.
Anyway, getting past that stupid shit, I want to hear your con list as to why, you know, our nation's birthday, the day that Uncle Sam fucked the shit out of Lady Liberty and gave us this beautiful country, why this is a bad thing.
I wonder, since they're like superhero caliber, if he like blew up her uterus.
Uncle Sam?
Yes.
I don't think Uncle Sam's a superhero. Uncle Sam is the symbol of our nation, you fucking idiot.
Oh. Oh, wait, he is.
Yeah, you're special. But anyway, I want to hear your con list, because I can give you one. And in fact, I'll start off the con list with one. I could not get a fucking pizza yesterday. What's more American than a big, fat, greasy pizza? And if you say that's Italian, go fuck yourself. I don't care. It was the 4th of July. I wanted a big fucking greasy pizza. I don't care if it's not on my diet. I wanted a big fucking greasy pizza. You know what? I don't
care if it's not on your diet.
I called every fucking pizza place in my city.
Yeah.
No. Fucking one of them.
So you didn't get to order. You didn't get to order a pizza when you told me about ordering a pizza. You actually didn't order one.
Oh, I tried, but no one answered their motherfucking phone.
Well, see, that's because people celebrate this holiday that they don't need to. As a matter of fact, I feel like moving to Canada with Scott Summerton just so I don't have to celebrate.
But they have Canada Day. On July 1st.
Okay, but then that's different, because Canada Day doesn't have Slimer fireworks.
I don't know if they have fireworks, actually.
I don't know.
It would at least be a lot more polite and less drunken, probably. I don't know, they're Canadian, so they drink a lot of beer.
Do they really? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Is that what a Canuck is? Is a beer-guzzling Canadian?
No, that's just a derogatory term for any Canadian.
Oh. See, because I saw that and I thought, I'm like, Canuck. I'm like, I'm like, I've heard that term before, but I don't know exactly what it means. So I was like, Canuck. And it made me like try to picture what a Canuck was. And at first I thought it was like a canoe. And then I'm like, no, it can't be a canoe.
Okay. Well, a Canuck is kind of like a northern redneck. They speak with that heavy French accent of, oh, what you talking about, eh?
Oh, so it's like Strange Brew.
Yeah, that's a real, I mean, that's, I'm pretty sure that's supposed to be Wisconsin, but still, pretty fucking close.
Yeah, well, Strange Brew, they say, eh? Eh? A. That's it. A Canuck is a redneck that's Canadian.
Yeah, if you really want to dig it down, I think that's the correct term. But it can also just be used to any of them.
Oh, it makes sense now.
But also, they actually have a superhero named Captain Canuck.
No, they don't.
They do.
Do they really?
They really do.
So he's a Canadian redneck superhero.
He's just like a cheap ripoff of Captain America.
Ooh.
And Nathan Fillion has actually been kind of wanting to play Captain Canuck.
Oh, well, now that Castle's over, maybe he'll have that opportunity.
Well, he's got to lose some of that fat.
He doesn't have fat.
He's not in shape anymore.
Well, that's because Castle destroyed him.
Well, yeah. You know, he just needs to... I don't know. What company would even want to pick up fucking Captain Canuck? I'm pretty sure they changed it to Captain Canada.
GPC Productions. I think we should license that, Scott. GPC Productions. Let's roll with it.
Well, in that case...
That's...
I don't know what Captain Canuck actually looks like, but if you want a cheap ripoff of Captain America...
Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about, eh?
You know what? You'd fucking do it.
I would fucking
do it. You know what, Scott? There's your idea for a guilty pleasure cinema dealing. Make a Captain Canuck movie and have fucking Rhodes here do it.
Oh, it would be the guiltiest of pleasures with the worst fake Canadian accent throughout it.
Yeah, we'll see that.
And I'd make sure I apologize after I beat up every bad guy. Oh, sorry about that, eh? Better luck next time.
Oh, God.
Oh, let me help you find your teeth.
That's too much. Captain Canuck. Oh, jeez.
All right, well, enough of this stupid-ass bullshit. Let's take ourselves a little bit of a break.
A little bit of a break.
Come back. Michael J.'s going to introduce us. And we're going to get in to something that he hinted at. So stay tuned, dickheads.
Welcome back to VHS Life, and you were just listening to the dulcet tones of John Carpenter with the Lost Themes Band doing a reinterpretation of his Escape from New York theme. And if you're lucky enough to be on the East Coast, you can see John Carpenter in Philly on July 9th. That's Saturday night, people. You should go see it. I'm going with Tony, sir. So, how much does he like you? Because I'm going with him, hence you are not.
I am not.
So, well, see, first that's and foremost, what I get for working yesterday.
Yeah.
And you sitting at home tugging your slug.
Oh, I wasn't tugging it.
Well, somebody else was, apparently.
But first and foremost, man, very, very good job. Mike, you get a treat tonight. Seriously, awesome. Awesome job bringing it back. But no, man, I was looking at those tickets, and I really, really wanted to go. They're a little bit more on the expensive side for good seats, but totally. What?
It's a very small, intimate venue.
I wasn't even caring about the venue. I was just looking to see how close I could get. Because I want to be able to count the fucking liver spots on his forehead. Dude, just to be in that kind of presence of John Carpenter. I think front row was about 200, I want to say.
He looks a lot older than he actually is. Like, he looks about 100. And he's really only 60-something.
Yeah.
That's what smoking does to you. So, kids, don't smoke. Because that's a life of hard living. And if you want to look like shit when you get older, then just fucking smoke, drink to your heart's content. But if you want to look good and smooth, like the Rhodes King will, because now he's living a healthy lifestyle. Don't smoke. Don't drink. And bathe in Captain America's squeege.
All right. Well, at this point in time, it's time for our second supporter.
I really have to
mention this. Okay. Rocky Patel Cigars.
Oh, God.
Is the official cigar brand of VHS Life.
Have you been smoking in the store, by the way? Because, you know.
Only in the back storeroom. Dude, it adds a nice, classy smell to the VHS tapes.
Yeah.
And instead of, you know, bringing one home and being like, oh, this smells like sweat and semen. You're just like, oh, this reminds me of class.
This reminds you of class.
Yeah, it's like a rich
man. You're going to give the tapes cancer. I can't approve of that.
The only thing that will really honestly happen is you'll get a little bit of discoloration due to the tar.
Oh, well.
Nicotine.
We'll see.
Well, no, most of that shit's in fucking cigarettes, man. I'm all organic over here with fucking cigars.
Of course you are.
Plus, that's for fucking poor people smoking cigarettes. Seriously? God.
You're alienating half of our audience there.
Seriously, that's like my job tonight. I just realized I'm like fucking poor people with your cheap-ass shitty jobs and fucking no one smokes cigarettes. That's for poor people. I mean, seriously, it's like I got some kind of complex going on. It's fucking weird. I don't really mean it. I'm not really an asshole.
Yes, he is.
I used to smoke cigarettes. I don't smoke cigarettes. I don't enjoy cigarettes. I do occasionally, and by occasional, I mean maybe every 2 weeks.
Smokes the cock. I get it.
No, I smoke a nice, big, fat, hard, brown.
There he goes. He loves the brown chocolate rod.
Cigar, man. I really love cigars. It's just, I don't know. There's just something about it. I like it because I'll go on a walk and I'll fire one up.
Oh, Jesus.
Come home in about an hour. I'm good, man. I'm good.
What's your, okay, so let's say you can go home. Let's say after a nice, long, hard day at work, you want to come home, you want to fire up a cigar, and you want to pop in a VHS. What would you watch?
Like on just any average day? What kind of day is this?
Just any day, because nobody has fucking special movies.
What I'm saying is, like, is it a good day? Did my girlfriend make me breakfast that day? Did I get a blowjob?
You got Roadhead on the way to work.
And, oh, man. So it's a fucking fantastic day.
Yes.
I probably, hopefully, didn't get assaulted at work, so we'll say at least a decent day at work.
Right.
Whew.
Despite the beard, the girlfriend decided to say, you know what?
No, she's much happier now that she can actually see my face.
Ah. Well, yeah, because now, you know, she knows what she's looking at as she's...
Well, man, this is maybe a quarter of an inch, this new beard.
Yes.
And the other one went down to my collarbone, well, past my collarbone, so...
I know. You sick freak. Continue.
But, yeah, she's much, much happier with it. I don't know, on a normal nice day like that, it's honestly just going to be whatever is kind of striking my fancy, whatever has kind of been on my mind. Like, pose that, like, now?
Evil Dead, isn't it?
Ooh, dude, I've been kind of itching to watch the remake on the big TV.
Oh, God,
no. I've watched the original a lot lately, and I have not watched the remake in probably 2 years.
You know, really, the only part that you like of the remake that's any good is that last fucking 19 seconds at the end of the credits where he's like, groovy. That's all you like.
No.
The rest of it you hate, be honest.
I don't hate it. You do. I think some of the gore effects is pretty good in it. It's a decent retelling. It's enjoyable for what it is.
It sucks.
I'll have to rewatch it and let you guys know. Oh, no, but honestly, I've been thinking a lot about Texas Chainsaw.
Ah. Have you watched the 3D version of the film yet?
I have in theaters, but I'm really excited to actually watch it on my
How have you not done that yet?
I just haven't fucking got around to it. Actually, now you mention that. Okay.
You're like, we're gonna stop recording and you're gonna go watch that bitch.
No, I'm gonna toss it out to you.
Yeah.
Because there's been two going back and forth in my mind.
Yeah.
Now, do I watch Texas Chainsaw 3D or do I watch Dread 3D?
Texas Chainsaw. Fuck Dread.
Oh no, Dread is amazing, especially
I've never seen Dread, so I don't know.
Oh. Dread is a great action film.
That you're never going to get a sequel to, so.
I know, it sucks. And the 3D in it, though, is amazing 3D.
Yeah, probably.
So, anyway, yeah, so that's where we're at. You can see the clear line of thinking going on there. So, what is your whole point behind this, you fucking little degenerate asshole?
My whole point is this. Is that I put a poll on Twitter and on the group page on Facebook asking if people had a special movie that they watch on 4th of July. Because you have your fucking special thing like we talked about in the opening of the show. You know, where you like to suck Independence Day's dick. Not that I love the film, but, you know, I don't have to just watch it on Independence Day. I don't have to be like, oh my God, I just woke up, and it's Independence Day, so I'm going to watch Independence Day. I don't have to do that, but I can see that's exactly, you're like, you know, I guarantee you, you wake up, you turn to the girlfriend, you punch her in the face so she wakes up, and then you drag her out of bed, and you say,
by the hair.
Yeah, you say, no breakfast, no food, we're watching Independence Day, bitch!
No, see, that's un-American. I tell her to go make me some fucking popcorn and bring me a beer with it. We're watching Independence Day, bitch. Past that, you're fucking spot on, man.
And then you sit there and you're like, fuck those aliens for fucking with my planet. I'm gonna get up on one of those fucking fighters and I'm gonna destroy those bitches.
All right. As much as we're dicking around right now, I will tell you something in all honesty. Oh, I did Christ. Watch Independence Day yesterday on the 4th of July.
I'm not drinking my water because I'm going to laugh, okay?
Okay. And
towards you're like, fuck yes, Ale. Fuck yes, Will Smith. No. Fuck yes, Bill Pullman. Fuck yes, Jeff Goldblum. Destroy him!
Completely unintentionally, when they bring down that first ship,
yeah,
and like they're having the success of blowing up all the little flyers and everything, mm-hmm. and that first ship starts to blow up and go down, I was just like, fuck you, aliens! Yeah! And not even realizing it out loud, and then I'm just sitting there, it's like, oh god, I hope my neighbors didn't hear me.
You know, they're gonna call the cops on you one day. You know, if I were
like, in all honesty, I yelled at my TV, you know, fuck you, aliens.
Did it look better in 4K, by the way?
Oh, yeah, it actually looks really good. Some of the CGI obviously doesn't hold up, but right. it's not horrible, right. But it's looks pretty fucking good.
When you said that, though, did your girlfriend look at you and
she was at like, work. Oh. So I don't have that shame.
Oh, I thought she's like, okay, if I were your girlfriend and I was sitting there, I would look at you right in the face and I'd be like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
She knows how I am about movies. She would have probably made fun of me for tearing up during Bill Pullman's speech, too.
Yeah, I think I cried during that as well.
That's a good fucking speech, dude. You know what, though? She really made fun of me for the last Spider-Man movie.
The Amazing Spider-Man 2?
Yeah, I cried.
I haven't seen any of the Amazing Spider-Mans, so. The last Spider-Man movie I saw was Spider-Man 2 from 2007 with Tobey Maguire.
That one's... Oh, man, that's a really good one.
Yeah, of course it is. That's why I never watched 3.
3 is
not. Because I heard that 3 did not live up to expectations.
No, not at all. 3 was bad.
So I decided not to watch it.
The Amazing Spider-Man or yes. whatever, it is not bad, in my opinion.
Yes.
Part 2, it's a little long. It should have been trimmed down some.
Yeah.
But all in all, it's not a bad movie.
No.
The part that I'm referring to that actually made me cry is at the end of the movie, the whole big battle's already over. And it's just about, you know, Spider-Man dealing with the trauma that had happened.
Right.
And they have the Rhino just ripping up the city and he's calling out Spider-Man.
You're telling me there was a fucking rhinoceros fucking destroying the city?
Yeah, well, a little guy in a big mech suit that's like
a rhino. Oh my god, why didn't I see this movie? It sounds so incredible. I want to see a rhinoceros destroy things.
Yeah, so he's like fucking up the city, flipping cars and stuff, calling out Spider-Man. Which, by the way, the rhino's played by Paul Giamatti.
Oh, I love him too.
So, this little kid...
He's my brother in baldness. Awesome.
He looks like he's fucking 8, walks out there in this really bad, like, spirit store fucking Halloween costume of Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm.
Like, ready to bring a fight the Rhino, and the Rhino's just kind of laughing, and he's actually gonna fucking kill the kid. And then Spider-Man comes in, and he's like, I got this. And I just couldn't handle it, man.
Oh. Stupid kid. Rhinos are for kids. I mean, that didn't make sense, but okay, whatever.
No, not at all. No. So, in all honesty, I do have traditions around certain holidays. Independence Day is not one of them. I did watch Independence Day because both me and my girlfriend were off, and I want to go watch Independence Day 2, but she hadn't seen Independence Day, so we had to watch fucking Independence Day.
Yeah, but you said she was at work, so how did you get to watch
it? Here's the problem. We started it the night before.
Oh, God,
and no. She fell asleep.
She thinks it's boring.
So I rewatched it the next day without her, just because, you know, I was really in the spirit for fucking Independence Day, because I got a cock tease. You know, I got half of Independence Day, and it's like, no, I want to see fucking Jeff Goldblum and Will Smith fucking take down the aliens, man. Yes. Fucking Jeff Goldblum's the man in that.
Yes. And you can't deal with just a half cock tease. You need the whole fucking full-on head job, rim job. Let's do it.
Yeah, that's it. That's like, oh, just the tip. And meaning just the fucking tip. And that's all you get. Pull out, you're done.
Yeah. That's no fun. Nobody
likes
that.
Not even like a little thrust or a little wiggle. No, no, no. You put the tip in, that's good, you're done. No!
Fuck that.
So, yeah, I watched it. I really want to see Independence Day 2. I'm hearing not great things, but I want to fucking see it, man.
I remember.
I remember when Independence Day came out, and it was a huge fucking deal. And I wanted the posters. You remember the one with, like, the four ships coming into our atmosphere?
Yeah, that's
scary. I wanted that one. And then I remember when the VHS tape came out, because
it was, like, $20, and I bought it right away.
Well, it came out early at one of the stores that I was at.
You son of a bitch. I love that. I would have bought it up because I love when shit comes out early.
And it was like, what was it, like $35-$40, something like that.
Yeah, I would have fucking paid that in a second.
I was a little kid, asshole. I was in sixth grade.
Fucking tell your parents this is out fucking early. It is worth $60 to get it early.
It came out, when did it come out on VHS?
I don't fucking remember. Sometime in 96. I want to say
like December, right? Right around then.
Probably.
Well, here's the thing. I want to say it was right around December because I'm pretty sure we were at the store and then going to pick up my birthday cake.
Aw, yeah, it's close to your birthday.
So I threw a fucking fit.
Yes, you threw a temper tantrum. That's great.
Until my mommy bought me.
Your mommy.
Until my mommy bought me Independence Day on fucking VHS.
Yeah.
And I remember being told, this is your fucking present. I hope you're happy with it.
Did you go home and watch it right away?
I went home and we had my nice birthday dinner. And then I remember setting my chubby little ass down and eating fucking cake. And just
watching Will Smith
fucking take down those aliens. And I was happy.
Did you
so
watch
take
the...
that, you old bitch.
Yeah, but you know what sucks? Like, in the age of DVD, when they issued the DVD, it had, on the first DVD release, they had the director's cut as an Easter egg. The director's cut of Independence Day.
Really, as an Easter egg?
On the first, yeah, on, like, the first DVD release, I believe it was, like, an Easter egg, yeah.
Well, I got the 20th anniversary Blu-ray.
Yeah, I know you did. I want to get that, too. I have not gotten
it. It has the extended cut on it.
Of course it does, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, which... is a good cut.
Yeah, we can't all be you, though, and lucky son of a bitch got it already, beat me to it, fuck you.
Dude, I got it at fucking Walmart for like $7.
Yeah. Lucky you.
Anyway, really not huge differences, little bits that I think should have been added in, little character moments, stuff like that. However, there's a sideline with, Randy Quaid.
There's like I love Randy Quaid's character. I wish he was in two, but I don't think he is because I think he's
He fucking dies in part one.
Yeah, but they could bring him back.
No, they can't. He fucking died.
Fucking Brent Spiner died in part. Brent Spiner died in part one, and they brought him back for part two.
Who?
Brent Spiner, the fucking doctor guy, got fucking taken over by the aliens or whatever.
We never seen him officially.
He fucking died, idiot.
Yeah, this has always been my impression. But we could get away with that. We didn't see him fly an F-16 into a fucking laser cannon and get blown up with the ship.
He could have ejected from the fighter.
No, he didn't.
That.
He fucking died. He sacrificed himself.
He could have ejected
to save us.
He could have ejected. Randy Quaid needs work. He could have ejected. Fuck you.
That's true. All right. So I think Independence Day is a good one. And since you bring up traditions, yeah, I will freely admit. Halloween, October era. I have traditions. Not only do I try and watch a lot of horror movies, but past that, I have films that I have to watch. Mm-hmm. First and foremost is Evil Dead. Yeah. Evil Dead gets watched on Halloween, period, the end. Pumpkinhead is starting to definitely become a tradition.
Right.
I don't know if I really have another one for Halloween. But Pumpkinhead's definitely worked its way into almost a yearly rotation. That's just a fucking good
See,
movie.
That's a shame that you'll only watch these movies once a year. That's
ridiculous. No, I don't just watch them once a year, but when that time of year rolls around, you better fucking believe I'm watching it.
Your assignment for the next show is to sit down and watch all of the Halloween films.
That's a lot of movies.
It's only 10.
Yeah, I don't have that much time. I actually have more of a watch tradition for Christmas.
Oh, God, here we go.
Okay, for my tradition for Christmas,
right?
Silent Night, Deadly Night. Number one, must, has to be watched. Love it. Fucking fantastic, cheesy movie. Oh, go fuck yourself. Treevenge, because Treevenge is just great. It's only like 15, 20 minutes long, and it's about Christmas trees.
I've made movies longer than that. Fuck that.
Yeah, I know. And Santa's Sleigh.
Isn't that the one with Bill Goldberg or some shit?
Yeah, it is, man.
I'm a wrestler. I'm going to kill people. Yeah.
It's, dude, you have to see it if you've never seen it.
Never seen it.
You need to watch that.
Let's kill people. Yeah.
So what you're telling me is
snap into a switchblade.
Completely wrong wrestler.
I don't fucking know.
Yeah. That was Randy the Macho Man.
I know that. I'm just saying that, you know, for marketability, they'll make that Goldberg guy do that.
No, he would never do that.
Mm-hmm. I think so.
But anyway, what you're telling me is you have zero traditions.
Nah, fuck it. Nope.
None whatsoever.
It's no time for traditions.
So you don't watch Halloween 6 on Donald Pleasant's birthday?
Well, that's not a tradition.
That's
not a tradition. I don't always watch Halloween 6 on his birthday. That's his death day, number one.
Oh, okay.
On his birthday, I can watch any Donald thing. But that's out of respect. That's not a tradition. That's a respect thing.
That you do traditionally.
That I respect him.
Oh shit. Alright. But okay, let's say some anal retentive little cocksucker out there has the traditions for quite a few holidays, and you know, he always has to have a tradition. What would we fucking suggest for him to watch on Independence Day? You get two VHSs he can watch.
Two.
Yeah, I'll give you three if you can come up with three. But two is what I want.
Let's see. Uncle Sam, just because that's pretty cool.
Dude, I haven't seen that since it first came out.
It's enjoyable. Uncle Sam, Night of the Comet, and The Curse from 1987.
Isn't that the snake movie?
No, the snake movie is The Curse 2, The Bite. The Curse is about the fucking shit in the water.
Oh, okay.
You know, it's in the water! And in the beginning it has, like, John Snyder from, like, Dukes of Hazzard, like, going, it's in the water! It's in the water! It's in the water! And cops are, like, dragging him out of the house. It's in the water! I'm telling you, it's in the water! But then it gets so much better from there. But The Curse 2 is the snake, and Jill Schoen from The Stepfather is also in it. Yes.
All right. My turn, asshole, and let me show you how it's done. Number one, Independence Day.
Yeah, cop out. Continue.
Cop out? You did Uncle Sam, asshole. Number two, Return of the Living Dead.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Yeah, That is the biggest fucking cliche I've ever heard in a book. At least the curse isn't cliche.
Why is Return of the Living Dead cliche?
Because the fucking thing, if you watch it, it's like July 4th, 1984.
Yeah!
It's cliche, because it takes place on July 4th. Fuck that.
You're just...
I want a Silent Night, asshole. Deadly Night, 4th of July.
Okay. Last one?
Yeah.
Jaws.
Oh, I'll give you that. And I know Avery on Facebook said, I Know What You Did Last Summer is a good 4th of July movie, which I could understand that. And yes, Jennifer Love, huge tits, do star in the film themselves because they are, you know, she is well endowed in that area, even though I don't enjoy huge ones, but still.
All right, so.
All right, so.
And you have that tradition.
Yeah, I do.
I want to know what the fuck you watch. And it doesn't have to be VHS. It can be, you know, one of those new.
I watched a new movie
4K Blu-ray
on Blu-ray, and it was my July 3rd film called what? Eye in the Sky with Helen Mirren, Aaron Paul from Breaking Bad, Jesse Pinkman, and Alan Rickman in one of his final performances, if not his final performance. And it was about like drone warfare and the effects of it and all that shit. I loved it. It's very enjoyable.
Really?
Yeah, oh yeah, it's very good.
What was that Paul Rudd piece of shit you were telling me about?
What's that, sir?
What was that Paul Rudd piece of shit you were telling me about?
Oh, The Fundamentals of Caring, the Netflix movie. You should totally watch that. That's really good. Where he is a caretaker for somebody who has muscular dystrophy. That's brilliant.
That sounds like a horrible fucking movie.
It's really good. It's really good, and it's a gimpy who's in a wheelchair, and he can't really do anything. And he gets with Selena Gomez. Yeah, that's right.
That's almost as bad as a movie about an asshole that has to walk with two fucking canes.
I've made several of those. Continue.
That can't fucking drive, and he's all mopey because his girlfriend's a bitch to him, but he doesn't have enough balls to do something about it.
Exactly.
And the whole premise is about him getting his driver's license reclaim his balls, even though he doesn't do anything about it except get dumped like a bitch and then cry about
it. Yes. Let's make that, and we'll write you a part where you're my caretaker.
No. If anything, we're going to rewrite that.
Yes.
Where the girlfriend's the cripple.
Oh, yes. I love
it. I'm the good-looking boyfriend.
Yes.
And I feel like I'm taken advantage of because she is. She's just a twat taking advantage of me, sucking off from the government.
Yes. And sucking the life out of you. Yes.
Right. We can work this whole succubus angle in that she's actually a paranormal creature that has embodied this poor person's body.
Bring it. Let's do it. I'm all.
And then it has to go all exorcist in the last 5 minutes.
There we go.
Except it's just going to cut like 3 minutes sooner.
I like it.
So instead of the whole eyes turning funny and then jumping out the window, it's just going to cut with me punching her in the face.
Yeah! I want that so bad.
God, what the fuck is wrong with me tonight? Not only
let
am
me,
I making
let
fun
me
of the
be
poor,
the stunt double.
I'm now a misogynist.
Let me be the chick gimp's stunt double. I'll wear a wig or something. So that way you punch me in the face, I'll roll out and then roll down the steps. Of the, you know, the exorcist steps. I'll roll down the steps, and I'll crack my head on the cement, and I'll die.
That doesn't sound bad.
I don't think so.
Oh, then I get your tickets to John Carpenter.
Yeah. Let's arrange this to happen within the next few days.
Yeah. I need to go watch John Carpenter.
Yeah, you do. Because Tony likes me better than you. But with that, I think I'm fucking out of here, because you know what? I can be. It's been a long day. I'm very tired. I've been here since opening. You've been here since noon.
That's true.
It's really
you
not
look
fair.
This fucking good, you don't have to work that fucking hard.
Obviously. Well, maybe if you shaved the beard off entirely.
I'm not quite there yet.
Oh, you'll get there. You will get there.
So, I believe you are correct, sir. Let's call this a fucking day, and we will come back right here at Press Play Video, smoking some nice Rocky Patel cigars, because when you want a cigar, you want a Rocky Patel cigar.
At Press Play Video, bitches, we will see you next week.
Absolutely. Later, fuckers. No, you have to press stop and
I'm trying, I can't.
Press stop.
I can't. Will you fucking move? You're in my way.
The square. The square
button.
You
son of a bitch. Running tail all of the angels. This could take.